Guys, welcome to Fantasy NBA Good, the greatest fantasy basketball podcast of all time. This is episode 4. Thank you for tuning in. As usual, my name is Purity and I'm not alone. I'm joined by my co-host.
Hello, everybody. Hello, I hope you all are doing well. What are we gonna be talking about today?
We're gonna talk about the GOAT, like our podcast's name. Who's the GOAT? GOATs of GOATs, you know?
Who's the real GOAT?
Who's the real GOAT?
So, are you talking about LeBron James passing Michael Jordan in the all-time scoring list?
That's right! Congratulations to LeBron James. He finally did it.
So does that make him a GOAT now, finally?
Finally, he's able to claim the title, the GOAT.
That's what you think? You think he's better than Jordan just because he passed him in all-time scoring list?
Well, my opinion is not better than him, but... But since he passed him,
Since he's a GOAT now, he's not allowed to go to Africa.
Oh yes, LeBron. If you want the title GOAT, please do not go to Africa, because Africans, we love GOAT.
You'll be eaten there.
Yes. We love eating GOAT with ugali, so do not go there. Ugali, guys, it's a very common food.
This is basketball podcast.
Sorry. We're gonna talk about kitchen. That in my other podcast, Purity's podcast.
Yeah, fantasy cooking podcast. So, let's just break down this all-time scores, the list of the best scorers in the history of the league. So the first at the list is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar with 38,387 points. Second is still Karl Malone with 36,928 and Kobe Bryant with 33,643. And until the last Lakers game, Jordan was the fourth on the list with 32,292. But LeBron.
Yeah,
Now LeBron has 32,311 points. So we're talking about GOAT and statistics, points and everything, but like I don't think that we can decide who the better player was, because those are it's different era of basketball. It's everything is completely different during Jordan's time. He was not shooting that many threes. Imagine if Jordan was shooting as many threes as players shoot today. Rebounds, don't consider only points. Like, let's see the rest of the stats. So, rebounds for LeBron. At the moment, LeBron has much more rebounds than Jordan, and that's normal because majority of his season Jordan was shooting guard. He didn't get to rebound that much. He wasn't playing near to the basket as LeBron does. So LeBron has 8,820 rebounds, while Jordan has only 6,672. Assists, LeBron has more, 8,584, and Jordan has 5,633. And the field goal percentage, 50.4 for LeBron and 49.7. Oh, this just backs up your theory, huh?
Which theory?
Wow.
Who's the GOAT?
Oh yeah, who's the GOAT?
LeBron.
Yeah,
LeBron is the god.
like I'm talking about goat and all that, and like the most important thing in NBA society nowadays, besides who scored more points and had more better field goal percentage, is whose Space Jam movie is gonna be better one.
Ah.
Like
I forgot
Jordan's
about
or this new LeBron's. And like I just think they both are gonna suck. I mean, the last one, I was a kid. I was like, well, not that small kid. I was like, I think 8th grade. I was like something like 14. Like, and even then, I didn't like this Space Jam movie. And it's like,
well, he tried acting, but he wasn't successful. Jordan was really bad actor.
Yeah, like with the whole movie, and so like you had you didn't watch Space Jam.
Well, Jordan, I did.
You did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, what's the name of those?
I don't remember that.
Those mean guys. Those aliens. Those ugly looking big mean aliens.
I don't remember anything. So, I just know I watched.
Like
it.
The storyline goes. Those aliens, oh my god, we should have fact checked this and like remember the story of the movie. I just remember like there were guys there was Charles Barkley and I think Sean Bradley and Larry Johnson and I think Muggsy Bogues, if I can remember very well, and they should have they play with Jordan for his team, but then like those aliens, I know they sucked out. Okay, their soul. I know. I'm just blabbering right now, but they were those mean guys. So like, who would you play these mean guys today if they're not gonna do this animation of the mean guys? You know,
mm-hmm.
they just put the real NBA players to play a mean guys.
Giannis is a mean guy. Yeah. Looks mean.
Giannis looks mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the way he dunks over people, and the way he like an animal shouts whenever he dunks or shoots.
Okay, I would put Boban Marjanović. You cannot miss Boban Marjanović. He's a mean guy. Like he's not mean, but like if you don't know him, if you just see him, imagine like see him in a dark alley in the middle of the night, like
you're gonna run.
Oh, no, you're gonna have a heart attack and drop dead. Like, who's gonna run? Like, he looks like a lurch from Adam's Family. Yeah, that's her. So I would put Boban. Who else looks scary?
Mm-hmm.
Who else looks scary? Well,
Russell.
Like. Russell, he just looks stupid with his stupid clothes and stupid shoes. Like, no, like people are, no, he, no, no one takes him seriously. Like, if you dress like that, like, don't expect to, no one is gonna take him seriously. I wanted to say, James Harden with his beard and his attitude. He can, like, be a mean guy.
Yeah, definitely. It will suit James.
Who else? Well, Enes Kanter kind of looks mean. I don't know if he's really mean. Like, I don't think so. Like, he's posting about eating large quantities of food and all that. That's not like what some mean guy would do. Like, oh, I'm gonna post like eating. I don't know.
Not Drummond.
Cupcake.
No. What is the name of this guy from Golden State?
DeMarcus, of course, Draymond Green, yeah, but he's better for the role of Shrek, for the role of Donkey in Shrek. Yeah, he should play Donkey in Shrek, not.
Well, yeah, he looks really mean. I would pick him.
He just looks stupid there. But he is mean. Yeah. Like, he is mean. And
he likes fighting.
He likes, like, talking trash to other guys. Yeah, I had someone on mine. Like, who do I say? No one else. No one else comes to mind. You? Well, Steve Adams kind of looks kind of mean.
Well, yeah.
Well, he looks like Aquaman. No, he's better for Aquaman.
Yes, he does look like Aquaman. He does look like.
And okay, if you put Boban Marjanović in the movie, you must put who? Like, you cannot just put, he doesn't go alone. Like, Boban doesn't.
His best friend.
Yeah, and his best friend, Tobias Harris doesn't look mean. He looks like some kind of baby.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna ruin everything. Like,
should be in a baby movie. Those animation baby movie.
Yeah, he should be in a baby channel. Like,
yeah, like a boss baby.
Yeah, but then you look, but like, as we said, they go in pairs, so you put him in a baby at the baby channel, you have to put Boban. Like, you really want to babies watch Boban on baby channel?
No way.
So so we didn't come to any conclusion. You're sticking with your LeBron is the GOAT. I'm sticking with mine. Kobe is a GOAT. And this is how you lose many listeners on your podcast.
Why?
Why?
Even the listeners can pick who their GOAT is. They can pick LeBron, they can pick Kobe. Everybody has their own.
Yeah, I'm saying people are now listening. If anybody's listening, people are, like, if anybody's listening, that person is like, LeBron, is not good.
Well, that's my choice. Kobe, you like it.
Okay. So, are we going to play a game now?
Yes, let's move on to the games.
Let's make a break and decide what we're going to do next.
We're going to be back after a short break.
Yeah, guys, stick with us. So, guys, we came after the break. So, the game is you should guess how long the break was. You're thinking the break was only like 2 seconds, but this break... Okay, I'm joking. This is not the game that we're going to play. No, the game is going to be like this. Purity is going to read stats. This is season average stats for a player. We're using stat set that I'm using in one league of mine. It's 3 points scored, points, offensive rebounds, defensive rebounds, assists, steals, and blocks. So on a season average.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. So I don't know the player. I didn't see these stats. She's gonna read these stats now to me, and I have to guess. So
I'm gonna read the statistics, and you're gonna tell me the name, or should I read the statistic, all of it, and then you're gonna guess? How would you like?
You're reading the statistics,
and then you guess.
That for one guy, and I'm guessing that guy. Then the second guy. How many guys? 5 guys.
Okay, let's play. If you know all the players, drum roll, please. On the first one.
We don't
one.
Have drum roll sound effects, so you guys, you imagine in your heads like drum roll.
Yeah. So we're gonna start.
We're that
with...
cheap. Cannot form drum roll sound effect.
So for 3 points, 2-4. 2.4 3 points per game.
Points,
14.7 per game. Offensive rebounds, 0.7. Defensive rebounds, 3.9. Assists, 9. Steals, 1.4.
Wait. Assists, 9. 3.9. Defensive rebounds, 9 assists. Okay.
Steals 1.4 and blocks 0.5.
Wow. Wow, this is I definitely do not have this guy in any of my league because I would notice that line.
Of course, I'm not gonna pick
Two
people from
point
your league.
five, 2.4 threes. But this is the guy who scores a lot of threes, but doesn't have that many points. Only 14.7. Nine assists. He must be a point guard. This must be a point guard. Nine assists. Not many players have that many assists. Oh, the key is this nine assists. Oh, this is a point guard. It's a freaking point guard. But only 14 points. Who is the point guard with so many? Oh, guys, you help. Oh, this is not life. If anyone has the answer, just call us at. No, doesn't work like that. I have to
Come
feel.
on, you're wasting time here. Just say it already. Why are you
I don't
stalling?
know. Like, I don't know. 2.4. Who has 2.4 and only 14.7 points? And nine. Oh, this is crazy. Wait, are you sure? Like, this is not. You didn't make any mistake.
No, I didn't make any mistake. I was checking.
Nine assists. Nine assists. 1.4 steals. Oh, I have to say, but like I don't know what to say. What? Who has that many assists? I really have no. I don't know what to say. I really have no idea who this might be. Like nine assists. Who is that stuff? The problem is that in this league, I don't care about assists. I don't have. This is not category that I'm looking for. Because this is a league, you see, this is seven categories, and this is one win. So, like, I care only about blocks, offensive, defensive rebounds, and like points and threes. Sometimes I win, but blocks. So assists, I don't care at all. I have no idea who's the guy with. That's a lot of assists. If I would just care about stupid assists a little bit more, I would know who's at the top of the list of the assists. Are you gonna tell me? Because I didn't know what to say.
Kyle Lowry.
Oh, I was thinking about stupid Kyle Lowry. I was thinking about stupid Kyle Lowry, and I was like, "There's no way he's scoring only 14.7 points a game."
Yeah,
I
you
was thinking
said.
about stupid Kyle Lowry. I didn't want to say and like sound
Wow.
stupid, but like he's scoring only 14.
Yeah.
Oh,
14.7 points.
Mike. Yeah, I was thinking about stupid Kyle Lowry.
Oh yeah, it's him.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go to the next one. 3 points, 2.6
Okay.
points, 18.8 offensive rebounds, 1.9 defensive rebounds, 9.5 assists, 2.3 steals, 0.3 and blocks, 0.3.
Wait. The guy has 2.6 threes and 9 point what? Something defensive
Defensive
rebounds.
rebounds,
9 point. Are you sure?
Yes.
I was about to say this is no, Devin Booker has more points. Devin Booker has over 20 points.
Yes.
So this is Oh, this is Joel Embiid. Tell me,
No, Joel
no?
Embiid
Wait,
has no
wait,
points.
don't tell me. What Joel Embiid? Oh no, threes, too many threes. No.
Yeah.
Wait. No, stupid of me. Wait. 9 point, no, 2.6 threes, 2.6 threes, 18.8 points, 1.9 offensive rebounds, but no, like only 0.3 blocks. Assist, wait, it's a power forward center. 2.6 threes. Who is the guy that scores a lot of threes with no blocks? Is it Karl Anthony Towns? No, he has more points, right?
Yeah, it's not him.
Who is the center at the top of the list? Wait, no, Jokic doesn't have that many threes. And Jokic has more blocks, of course. And Karl Anthony Towns has more blocks. What am I talking about? This is only 0.3 blocks. Who has only 0.3 blocks? Oh my God, I'm not gonna. 18 points.
You want me to give you a clue?
Okay, just some small clue. Small clue. Small clue.
He played with LeBron.
He played with LeBron. He played with LeBron.
They were very close, very, very close.
He played with
They were
LeBron.
assisting each other so many times.
What do you mean they were assisting each other?
They were playing together all the time.
Oh, stupid Kevin Love.
Yeah, it's Kevin Love.
Oh, yeah. Stupid Kevin Love. Oh. Okay, I didn't. This doesn't count.
Yeah, it doesn't count. This game is really hard. I wouldn't even be able
Well,
to.
it's not. You just have to think. Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Next one. Threes, 0.0. Points, 11.
Zero. That's zero.
Just
Like
0.
0.0.
Okay, 0, sorry. Points, 11.2. Offensive rebounds, 3.2. Defensive rebounds, 10.3. Assists, 2.0. Steal, 0.6. And blocks, 1.1.
This is really hard. There's no way I can, like, 11.2 points. Like, nothing sticks out. Like, nothing is like the, oh, but wait. This is 3.2 offensive rebounds, 10.3 defensive. So that's 13.5 rebounds. That's a lot. This must be DeAndre Jordan. Huh?
Yes. Okay, you got that one. You got one. Okay. That was a lucky guess.
It wasn't lucky guess. Like, I saw so few points and so much so many rebounds. It's obvious. You just
Andre Drummond also has many rebounds. Why didn't you say him?
Because he has much more points.
Ah, okay. Okay, next one. Threes, 1.1. Points, 13.1. Offensive rebounds, 1.8. Defensive rebound, 5. Assists, 4. Steals, 0.9. And block, 1.4.
Oh, really? Well, this is really stupid. Like, no one can. Like, you couldn't do anything more. Like, this is the so hard and so boring. Like, 1.13 is, like, it could be anyone. Like, 13.1 points, 13.1. It could be anyone. 1.8 offensive rebounds, anyone. What is this? Defensive, how many? Five rebounds, right?
4.3, can't you see?
Yeah.
Ah, five,
Don
yeah.
Yon on podcast.
This is the next one.
Five defensive rebounds. Oh, have no idea. Like, this is stupid. Like, for, like, why did you, this is some generic guy from like 2K, NBA 2K.
I'll give you a clue.
Well, if you give me a clue, I'm gonna get it and it's not gonna be fun. But yeah, this is, wait, like, this is something like,
take a guess.
Many assists. It's something like, it could be a small forward. It's like small, no, but many blocks, 1.4. If it's a Zuba, no, if it's Zuba doesn't score threes. And if it's Zuba doesn't have 13 points, like, and doesn't have four, ugh. Like, maybe, no, it's not Larry Nance, like, he doesn't have, I have no clue, this is some stupid guy, like, some really random, who cares about guy. Just give me, okay, give me a clue, but don't give me a clue, oh, he and LeBron were banana boat friends. Like, no, just give me some small clue.
But I don't know anything about him that I can give you.
Well, yeah, that's why you, like, what I'm saying, he's a stupid guy if you don't know anything about him. Does he play basketball with a
yeah.
ball and has a jersey and
I don't
sneakers?
Know what is, I
has
don't know what he
two
has.
Arms, two arms.
Okay, he has big eyes.
Big eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that really helps. Has big eyes.
I'll just tell you. Okay?
Okay, Tim.
Alford.
What?
Alford. This Boston Celtics day. What is this? Alford. Alford. Something. Alford. I don't know. Okay, I said his name wrong. I don't know. Okay. You know, that guy. He has big
okay.
eyes.
Al Horford.
Yes, Al Horford. Okay, next. 3 points, 1.6. Points, 9.8. Offensive rebound, 0.9. Defensive rebound, 4.3. Assist, 3.4. Steal, 1. Block, 0.6. This one is a really bad player.
Well, thank you for picking a bad player. I don't think people appreciate it listening to a podcast now. Like, who is the guy with 0.001 rebounds and 0.1.6 threes,
I knew you wouldn't get it, so that's
9.8 points. Well, the point is to be fun, not no one who listens to get 0.9 offensive rebounds, 4.3 defensive rebounds, 3.4 assists, steals. Like, it's really some random guys. One steal, 0.6.
Okay, I'll give you a clue.
This guy is even worse than this than Al Horford before. Like, at least Al Horford, well, like, yeah, but still, maybe if this was Al Horford several years ago when he had these stats that you can, like, tell that it's him. This is just like, okay,
his
okay.
His name starts with N.
Nicholas Batum.
Yes.
Well, Nicholas Batum.
Yeah, he's really bad. So, that is all.
Well,
guessing game. It is good. It is good. I will not put myself through this. It's really hard. That was all, guys. Thank you for listening. And email, tweet us and tell us who you think is the GOAT, right?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
So, guys, that was it for today's episode of Fantasy NBA GOAT. Go and visit our site. You can listen to our podcast also on our site. Our site address is fantasynbagoat.weebly.com. Weebly is spelled with weebly.com. What else? Where are we? On
follow
every
us
social
on
network?
Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram.
Our username, our handle
is fantasynbagoat.
Yes.
Email us at fantasynbagoat@gmail.com.
And yeah, and our podcast, you can find us at the moment. We're in process on getting on every podcatcher, on every place where you can listen to us. For now, we're at, well, many places,
yeah.
But like, if you want to go directly and listen to all of our episodes, go to place where we are hosting our podcast. That's Anchor. Anchor.fm is address. Anchor.fm/FantasyNBAGOAT. So it's everywhere. FantasyNBAGOAT. And we would really appreciate if you could comment on our social networks, ask some question there, or just email us at fantasynbagoat@gmail.com and ask some question, suggest something that we could talk about on our podcast.
Well, yes, guys, go ahead and
we will shout
right
out
away.
Your name if you care about it.
Yes,
no one cares about it.
We will shout it out, and we are done here. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.